Hi, dearest lovelies, and welcome back to the Dear Lovely Universe podcast. I'm here today with Denise Barrett, and we're going to be talking about choosing love and the importance of love and self-kindness. So I met Denise. Actually, Denise has met me since I was born.
True.
She's known me a really long time. She's an amazing woman, very smart, very independent. She's a great mentor, and I love to talk with her and to be with her. And we've been talking about this kind of stuff for a very long time. So it's just...
Yes.
It's about time that we film a podcast about it. So let's welcome Denise.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the kind words, Kaylin. I'm glad that we'd be able to do this today. Yes, we've been talking for too long. So let's do it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So, Denise, what compelled you to open your own business, especially revolving around like fashion and that kind of quality?
Well, growing up with four sisters in the family and then my mother, so we all share and we love fashion. Mm-hmm. So for me, going toward that route and having my own business, retail store, and with fashion and beauty, I think that's my calling. That's my
Definitely.
Love. So with that, fashion to me is an expression of who you are and who you are with love. And you always want to show that by having fun with that.
Definitely. So you feel like art is fashion?
Absolutely. Art is an expression. So that's why we have artists, different things in life, you know, the artists that paint beautiful abstract art or a different kind of art. And it's part of who mm-hmm. we are as we show up. Like the writer, the music, they're an artist. They'll be able to express their feelings. So I don't know. Without art, I don't think there's love.
I agree. I also feel like we talked about before how fashion, like what we wear, mm-hmm. is best utilized when it's an extension of who we are on the inside.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. There's days that I say I just want to feel sophisticated and... Mm-hmm. Classy, and then I'll wear my black outfit and put a nice, you know, belt on, and I just feel classy and sophisticated. And there's day that I just want to wear my yoga pants.
Yes,
exactly. So it's just fun, you know. If you don't take it too seriously, and you don't put certain, like, I can't wear this because I'm this age, or I can't wear this. Don't put restriction on what we wear or even how we think.
Exactly. You said that there's women who come in the store who are like, I love this, but my boyfriend wouldn't let me wear that. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, I get a little uncomfortable, and my comeback is that in my mind, not saying out loud, because of course they probably will don't like me and probably walked out. But in some ways I would say, well, is he going to wear it? I mean, you're the one. But it's just in my mind, I was playing that and talking to myself by saying that. And that really kind of like get me to the point where, come on. You know, you wear what you love. And if you show up with love and you love what you wear, you love yourself, I'm sure he'll probably love you even more.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a point that we said before about how if he doesn't accept you for wearing what you love to wear because mm-hmm. you love it.
Right.
Then does he actually love you for you?
Yes. And love to me... There's so much love for everything. you know, love who we are, love who they are, love our neighbor, love our family. Selling for me, having a business, of course, you want people to come in and buy things from you. And I always tell myself, for me, selling is an act of love. Mm-hmm. And that's where my joy coming from, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing a person that purchased something and looks good on them and they enjoy it and they're happy with the decision. I know that I've done my job.
That's well. Good. I'm glad. I'm really glad. So why do you feel so passionate about choosing love?
Well, choosing love is a place of authenticity. It's a place of, you know, caring, sharing. And if you do that and feel in love, it's not for anybody, it's for yourself. And then you feel good who you are.
Yeah.
And but to get there is to do the work. And mm-hmm. for me is right now in my life, and anyway, it's about self-love. And I did not do that for a long time. Did not know how to do how self-love is. It's about loving other. And loving other is put a restriction on how to love us.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel like having self-love has changed your life?
It changes my life because I know I'm living in the place of now and only in the moment, because you already have self-love. You don't doubt yourself. You're not asking for approval. You're not seeking for approval. You just be in the present moment and show up as the best version of yourself. Because you're not proving to anybody.
Definitely. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Staying in the present has so much to do with being comfortable with yourself.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, when we have anxiety, we're living in the future. Mm-hmm. When we have depression, we're living in the past.
Yes.
Amazing peace comes mm-hmm. from being in the present.
Yes.
And there's also being in the present allows you to feel the joys of life mm-hmm. to the fullest extent possible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you live in the past and you think about it, it didn't bring you joy. So then you kind of have to ask yourself, then why would you want to go in the past? So are you prefer, do you want joy or you want sadness? And if you ask somebody that, what would they answer? For me is, of course I want joy, you know? So for me, living the past, that means I'm depressed. I don't want to be depressed. So I have to remove myself by not thinking of the past and stay mm-hmm. in the present moment. And when I'm in the present moment, somehow I get excited about my future. And I don't know what the future is going to be like, but I don't have an anxiety.
Exactly.
But if we live not being in the present moment, not thinking of the past, but thinking of the future, and the future is not here, therefore we will get anxiety. Mm-hmm. So why not just choose right now, right here?
Yes.
And that's all it is.
I think that one big thing note to add mm-hmm. with letting go of the past to be able to live in the present mm-hmm. is to forgive, because a lot of times we get so stuck on mm-hmm. circumstances, events, people, places, and things that we get stuck in depression, mm-hmm. anxiety.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of different things. And what forgiveness is, it's not forgetting what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowing that circumstance to not bind you down anymore. It frees you.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just, you have more compassion that way.
Yes.
And life without have compassion for other, then you're not living. I want to live, and not, because if we're not living, we're dying. So yes, choose life.
Yes, there's a thing about compassion that I've come to understand more probably in the last few months, which is that every single person, so let's say that have a very nasty temper and they're just like bitter to everyone.
Yes.
we tend to think that this kind of person is just like, oh, screw them or whatever.
Yes.
And then we feel angry at them back. But what I've come to realize is that people become screwed up over time. It's something that people grow into.
Yes. The environment sometimes. Yeah.
And so honestly, what I feel now is just compassion towards those people.
Absolutely.
Especially the people that have hurt me in the past.
Yes.
Because it's like, I know my value and I know my worth, and I know that if anyone doesn't allow me to enrich their lives, then that means that there's some blockage there that is not allowing for positive connections.
Absolutely. And you know, it's not you, it's them. And everybody needs to go inward and do your own work, you know. Yeah. I was that person before, I'm this person now. But you know, I'm grateful for that.
So my next question is, was there a turning point in your life when you began to realize that you needed to be kinder to yourself?
Absolutely. I actually just recently, I finally feel that I need to be kinder to myself, and that because I'm grew up in a family where my parents, came from another country. We came as a refugee. So there is a place where we constantly have to work hard, we have to be somebody, and you know, constantly put the pressure on us as when we were young. Mm-hmm. And growing up, I constantly feel like I have to prove to my parents, no matter how I have achieved, I never feel like I'm there. Mm-hmm. And it's just part of growing up and have that imprinted in your mindset. So I know I finally I say, well, you have done this and this and this, other things you have achieved a lot and you're still not feeling good. And one day, I don't know, it's like I had this breakdown to breakthrough, and I realized how, like, okay, how amazing you are. You dared to do it. You did it. And, you know, why are you feeling this way? And I realized it's what we put in our subconscious mind for so long when we were young. And now that I know that and aware of that, now I kind of like have to like put all that in the trash bin, like a computer. You delete all this bad stuff and you only allow, you know, the good things. And yes, and I've been telling myself, you know, I'm smart, I'm beautiful, I'm amazing, I'm Hermosa girl.
Yes.
And we are not just me. For me, Kaylin is a Hermosa girl. The girl that walk in my store and I make, you know, that she purchased something and she feel good, she's the Hermosa girl. You know, Hermosa girl to me is from all over the world.
Yes.
As a woman, we are homosexual.
Yes. And I think something we forget oftentimes is if social media, or, I mean, for example, we tend to think that, like, oh, this lady has, like, the perfect nose, or the perfect body. She's beautiful. Along those lines. That we forget that the things that make us beautiful aren't actually the external appearance. It's who we are on the inside.
Yes.
And sure, the physical appearance can be very beautiful.
Yes.
But I don't believe that is what makes a person necessarily beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You gotta, no matter how beautiful you are, but when you, true beauty to me is when you get to know you. I didn't feel pretty for a long time until I get to know me, until I do, until I start doing that self-love. And I truly can say I'm beautiful.
Yes, you are very beautiful, Denise.
Thank you, Kaylin. And so are you.
Thank you. Do you have any advice for those who are on their journey of self-love or self-kindness?
Absolutely. Just tell yourself you are enough. That's so powerful. That is so, so powerful. And yet we don't tell us enough and say enough that you are enough.
Yes. I feel like that goes along the lines of, like, loving ourselves for the shadows and the light of our personality.
Yes.
Because both of the good and the bad, and I have finger quotes going, is that they make us exactly who we are. And we wouldn't be the same person without them. So it's good to love all sides of ourselves.
Yes.
Not just the pleasant side.
Yes. Totally. And you know, it's just feel good about whatever you do. And be that person. You don't need to prove it. Own it. Own what you do. Own who you are. There's no proving here. We're on this earth. We're here to earn it and to own it. So we're not proving. When you want to prove something, that's when we are losing our balance.
Yes. It's wise to not seek validation from an outer source, but rather validate ourselves.
Yeah.
If we constantly chase validation from an outer source, we will never actually truly be fulfilled and always chasing for that next validation.
Well, that came back, that word, not enough. Because it's never going to be enough.
Yes.
Never.
A message to all the ladies out there and the boys. I'm just going to repeat what Denise has just said, that you are enough.
Yes.
So, were there any tools that helped you along this path?
You know, surround yourself with good people. Just keep on learning, reading, growing, and be open-minded.
Along with reading, I feel like reading puts you in a really good headspace. It teaches you, well, it makes you, for me at least, it makes me learn. So I feel good about learning.
Yes.
It puts me in a place where I'm always striving to do better, like growing, you know?
Yes.
And then it also takes my mind off of other stuff.
Yes.
Which also meditation does a great deal to help with.
Yes. Well, meditation for me, I heard somebody was saying that it helps you to make a better decision, or you don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because we always sometimes, you know, doing something that we constantly make mistakes, and we go, why did we do that? We know that. Why did we do that? And I think by meditation help us to slow down, then we put our thinking cap on, and therefore we know that it's not a good outcome for us. So meditation is a key to life.
Yes. I read in a book today that prayer is talking to God.
Okay.
And meditation is listening to God.
Wow.
I never thought of it that way.
Wow. And you know what? That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to God and then I will listen to God.
And I also read in a book yesterday that when someone prays, it is about them. Like, if I'm going to ask the universe and I'm going to pray to the universe, it helps me feel better about myself.
Yes.
And it's not like I'm praying for someone else. Like, I mean, I could be praying to the universe help someone else.
Yes.
And I'm not praying to validate myself to someone else. It's just purely for me because it makes me feel good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when you feel good, then whoever in your life will also feel good. So you're actually helping them as well.
Do you have any final messages for listeners?
They're probably, you know, I'm sure all of you guys have heard this before. Just be yourself. Know that you're enough. And go there, out there and then enjoy life and stay in the moment.
I love that. I meant to ask you.
Okay.
Also, what is your favorite quote and why?
This one, resonated with me. So my favorite quote by Audrey Hepburn. And this is what she said. Happy girls are the prettiest. And I think so too. When I'm happy, I feel pretty.
I completely agree. Mm. There's some days where I have no makeup on, especially when I was a little girl, and I would just be feeling really happy. And that's when I feel good about myself.
Yes.
That's when everything feels good. That's when I feel like I love my family. And that's just when life feels great. And I feel like that's when I'm most pretty. When I feel good about everything.
Yes, yes. And, it was so pretty. And that's why I always want to feel beautiful and then be happy.
There's actually something that my dad told me, which is when your face is, like, naturally happy all the time, or when you're naturally happy all the time, your face kind of molds like that.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're naturally sad all the time, when someone always has, like, a grumpy face,
yes,
their wrinkles mold like that,
right?
So it's like over like the course of like 30, 40, 50 years,
yes,
they're gonna look like that.
Absolutely. So see, and that's another thing, if I want to stop the aging process, I'd rather be happy.
Yes. So my final question is, what does the universe mean to you?
The universe means to me, go back to it, means love, means being in the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, the universe have your back. So whatever it is, you know, you means freedom.
I feel that universe also to me is definitely everything you mentioned. And it's the intertwining of all living things, like a quilt. There's many examples, but it's how we're all connected. We're all connected. And like you said, the universe provides for us all the time.
Yes.
All the time. And it, exactly when we need it. And I feel like that's the most important thing. Well, thank you so much, Denise, for being on this podcast today. And I think that this is a really great talk and it's going to help a lot of people.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, I'm grateful that we'd be able to do this and share with all the beautiful people out there. and happy people. We just want to send our joy to everyone.
Yes, exactly. So I post blogs every Monday, and I post podcasts every first and third Fridays of the month. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and if you do, please like, share with a friend, and sign up for my newsletter, because I put a lot of time and energy into those. And have a wonderful rest of your day. And don't forget, you are amazing and special and perfect and worthy just the way you are.
Yes, yes.
Woohoo!